You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 83 of the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and today I've got something a little bit different for you. It's a fun episode all about a legal legend. A legend is a popular story about the past, which we are not sure whether it's really true or not. So in a moment, you'll hear that recording I took when I visited Lublin a few weeks ago. And this podcast episode is also available as a video where you can actually see a little bit of Lublin City. So if you're interested in watching this as a video, just search for Study Legal English on YouTube to find the channel. But before we listen to that, I have a quick question for you. Do you know a legal legend from your city? Let me know. Send me an email to louise@studylegalenglish.com or join in the conversation on social media. You can find me on social media by searching for Study Legal English or Legal Englisher. That is Legal English and then the letters ER on the end. So now let's listen to that recording. I'm here in Lublin in Poland with the wonderful Eva
Orłowska.
Brilliant, because I can't pronounce Eva's surname. And the wonderful Gosia
Mielewska.
Perfect. And so Eva, can you explain what you do?
Yes, I'm a coordinator and senior lecturer. I teach legal English at the Law and Administration Faculty of UMCS, that is the University of Maria Curie-Skłodowska.
Good. And Gosia?
Yes, and I also work as a senior lecturer of English at the same faculty, the Faculty of Law and Administration at Maria Curie-Skłodowska University in Lublin. And I teach legal English, which I'm very fond of.
And I was very pleased to come here because this year the law faculty is celebrating its 70th anniversary. So there were some celebrations here, which were very, very lovely.
Right.
And we're going to talk today a little bit about some legends related to the law here in Lublin. So we will talk about that now.
That's right. That's As you can see, we're enjoying a beautiful Indian summer in Poland. So feel free to follow us and listen to the legend.
The Legend of the Devil's Paw Imprint. Many years ago, in 1637, in a village near Lublin, lived a widow with three children. They had a house and fertile land, though it was difficult for a woman to do all the work by herself. Once, a nobleman, who was the owner of the nearby lands, sent his servants to the widow. They announced to the widow that their lord would buy a house and a field with farm buildings. The suggestion could be interesting for the widow, but the lord offered such a small amount of money that it would be impossible to buy even a small house. The widow refused to sell her property. A few days later, he sent his servants to the poor woman again. By that time, the lord offered even lower price. The widow refused to sell the land again. In a few days, the woman was woken up at night by strange sounds and smoke. Someone burned her house. The horrified widow grabbed her children, a box of documents and money, and jumped out of the window. The house, with all their property, was burned down to the ground. The poor widow brought a suit to the municipality. The judge, who was bribed by the lord, decided the case not in her favor. The woman reached the Crown Tribunal. It was the highest authority, which operated in Lublin in the 16th and 17th centuries. If someone was unhappy with the decision of the municipal court, he could appeal to the Crown Tribunal. The tribunal began the process of a poor widow with a rich nobleman. The judge, who was involved in the case, made verdict in favor of the lord and unfairly sentenced the widow. offended woman bitterly cried that if she was convicted by the devil, the sentence would be more fair. In a minute, unfamiliar judges in scarlet robes appeared on the stairs. They ordered to open the meeting room and then sat around the table and began to examine the case again. One of them acted as defense counsel of accused widow. A scared clerk noticed that the sharp features and eyes of judges have something diabolical, and their very black hair hid their horns. In fact, they were demons whom God sent to repeat the process. The proceeding began again. The prosecutor favorably described the claims of a magnate. A stream of false words poured. The judges took counsel. A few minutes later, the horrified clerk heard the verdict in favor of the widow. Jesus in the tribunal court cried with bloody tears over human malice, which is worse than satanic, and he turned away his head. The chairman of the devil court, in memory of this appearance, put his hand on the table and burnt its imprint on the surface. After approval of the sentence, the demons quickly left the tribunal court. The next morning, the news of the night visit to the tribunal quickly spread over the town. Crowds gathered on the market. Unfair judges who rushed to the court broke their legs on the stairs to the tribunal. Seeing it as a manifestation of God's wrath, priests had solemn worship. There was a ceremonial procession during which the miraculous crucifix was transferred to the collegiate chapel.
So, I hope you found this episode helpful and you've learnt some legal English vocabulary. I've made another video about my trip to Lublin where I talk more generally about the legal history of the city and where you can see some shots of the very beautiful city of Lublin. You can find that video along with many other videos on my YouTube channel. Just search for Study Legal English on YouTube. And whilst you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button and click on the bell notification to make sure that you are always notified when I publish new content on YouTube. Of course, you can also do this on your podcast app. You can click follow or subscribe to make sure that you are also notified when I release podcast episodes. So thank you for listening and see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.